This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
And we are going to discuss a little bit about the 25th juz of the Quran. There is one verse in this juz that is very, very relevant to tonight. So the overall theme that you will notice throughout this juz is that every surah in the 25th juz of the Quran begins with praising the Quran. Every single surah that we will recite tonight begins with praising the Quran, talking about some of the good qualities of the Quran, the miraculous nature of the Quran, the majestic nature of the Quran, the wisdom of the Quran. These qualities of the Quran are mentioned in the opening verses of each of these surahs. But one of these surahs, Surah Ad-Dukhan, it begins by referring to the Quran as Wal Quran al-Mubin, as a clear Quran, very clear. And then in the next verse, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that inna anzalnahu fi laylatin mubarakah, that we reveal the Quran on a blessed night. So what is this blessed night? It is Laylatul Qadr. This verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we reveal the Quran on Laylatul Mubarakah, on a blessed night, it is referring to Laylatul Qadr. And we know that tonight has a strong chance of being Laylatul Qadr because it is the 24th night as per the calendar that we are following. So what I want to talk about tonight is a little tafsir of this verse, or just one word from this verse, and that is the word Mubarak. What is Baraka? 2 points to what I want to mention. Number one, what is Baraka? And number two, why is Laylatul Qadr described in the Quran as Laylatul Mubarakah, as the night of Baraka? So Baraka means blessing. That's how we often translate it. But it actually means a miraculous increase in something. An increase in something that is beyond human comprehension. And it is a type of karamat, it's a type of miracle that people will experience in this world. And because it's a type of miracle that people experience in this world, I firmly believe that baraka is one of the proofs of Islam. That baraka is one of the proofs that Islam is the true religion. Because people who follow Islam experience baraka. And this is a karamat, this is a miracle that proves that this is the true religion. Examples of baraka. You can have barakah in your life. So you can live a very short life, but accomplish a lot of things. Like the example of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, who lived for only 37 years, and was a khalifa for only 2.5 years, yet volumes can be written about his life. There can be barakah in your work. Like Imam al-Bukhari, who's sahih. He wrote it 1,100 years ago, but it remains the most important book of hadith in the world until today. There can be barakah in your wealth. And we all know of people who give and give and give in charity, but their wealth never decreases. There can be barakah in almost anything Allah gives you in this world. So how does this relate to Laylatul Qadr? Why does Allah refer to Laylatul Qadr as a night of barakah? Because the deeds you do on Laylatul Qadr, the reward is multiplied beyond your imagination. In another surah of the Quran, towards the end of the Quran, Surah Al-Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as Laylatul Qadri khayrun min alfi shahr. Now there is a common misunderstanding or mistranslation of this verse. Most people understand this verse as Laylatul Qadr is equal to 1,000 nights. But no, the verse is Laylatul Qadri khayrun min. Laylatul Qadr is better than 1,000 nights. What do we mean by better than 1,000 nights? And most of us think that if you catch Laylatul Qadr, you get the reward of 1,000 months, not 1,000 nights, 1,000 months of worship, right? That you get the reward of 1,000 months of worship. But it's actually more than that. It depends on your intention, it depends on the quality of your worship, it depends on your good thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is multiplied much more than that. Let's give you an example. Salah. To pray one salah, the reward is times 10. To pray one salah in jama'ah, the reward is times 10 times 27, so times 270. To pray one salah in jama'ah on Laylatul Qadr, times 10 times 27 times 1,000 months. You see how it multiplies. Add in the quality of the salah, the khushu, the ikhlas, it multiplies over and over again. So for one salah on Laylatul Qadr, you could be getting the reward of 1,000 months, or you could be getting the reward of 10,000 months, or even more than that. There is barakah in anything you do on Laylatul Qadr, if it is done for the sake of Allah. The barakah is that you can earn the reward of living 100 lives. Most of us don't have much time on this earth. Most of us will not live to be 100 or 200 years old. That's not something that happens in this era. right? Maybe with the advances in technology, it may happen with the next generation, Allah knows best, right? But it's not something that's common in this era. How do we earn the reward of hundreds of years of worship? By engaging in ibadah on the night of barakah and earning barakah in our ibadah. So whatever we do, we get the reward of doing it 1,000 times over and more than that. So let us engage in a lot of ibadah tonight and on the remaining odd nights, the 27th and the 29th night, and especially the 29th night, because that is the night that most people ignore. Most of us, our brains switch off after the 27th night and we're waiting for Eid. But no, the 29th night is just as important. The remaining odd nights, let's spend it in ibadah, let's spend it worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping to cast Laylatul Qadr, hoping to experience this barakah, and hoping to have barakah in our reward on the Day of Judgment. Subhanahu rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamu ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.